This morning, I would like to give thanks God for the opportunity to stand here to talk about the Word of God. I believe it is a great opportunity for me. Without God, it is impossible for me to stand here to talk about the Word of God. Although I am not accustomed to preach at the worship service like this, I believe that God gave me a chance to stand here before you and to bring some of the story with the current people have the story to tell the nation, and it is the story that I want to talk about. The story is we are the people who are living with God. I give thanks to God for this opportunity, and also I would like to give thanks to the North Shore Baptist Church in Chicago, pastors, leaders, deacons, and the members who have given me this opportunity. And I also express my thanks to the leaders and the pastor of the North Shore Grand Baptist Fellowship for this opportunity. For this morning, I would like to talk about the people who are living with God. It is the story about the current people, that we are the people who are living with God. I chose this topic because I would like to remind all of you, the connection between divinity and humanity. We human being cannot live without God. And also, before receiving Christian message to the Korean people, Korean already believe, we have the term called Jua. Jua is, we interpret in English as God. But this concept is, we have already possessed that concept before we receiving Christian mission among our Korean people. So we are living with that kind of supreme being, that kind of divinity. So we have that kind, the concept that human must connect with God. Without God, we cannot human being cannot live. Human being cannot survive in this world, in this complex world. So, my personal statement of faith totally. Right now, I am doing my PhD study at Chicago Lutheran School of Theology at Chicago, and I am not. The area that I am studying is theological anthropology. The theological anthropology, the study is very interesting. It is the connecting between divinity and humanity. So that I have my personal statement of faith that without God, I can do nothing. It is follow to believe according to the Saint Paul. And I also believe, and the other side, I can do all things in the power of God. It is my personal statement of faith. Apostle Paul also stated, "For I can do everything through Christ, who gives me strength." This is the quotation for the New Living Translation on Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I chose this topic, I think most of you already know that the current people of Burma are living in very challenging situation. The situation under the unjust political, economic, and social structure of Burma. Not only the Korean people, but also almost all of the poor people in Burma, all of the tribal people, all of the people who are living in mountain land, ethnic minority, are experiencing similar sufferings. To respond to these challenging situations, we have a lot. There are a number of ways that people choose to seek their liberation. Some of us choose to take arms, choose to take weapons to fight for justice, and to attempt to get in for getting peace. Some of us choose to get good education because they believe only education can liberate them. Only education can save them, and it is only the way that possible for liberation. And some of us choose to upgrade personal wealth and trying to receive a lot of money in unjust way. So, for example, they try to participate in the such kind of the participate in the drug trafficking, trying to find money in that kind of unjust way. So it is the way that some of the people choose like that, and they believe that money can save them from suffering. But among us, some of us, we choose God to worship. Some of us, we choose the way of God. We choose worship in order to seek the way of liberation. So we realize that we can only rely on God, and we have no other power that can liberate us from this suffering. Now I would like to claim that we have received the liberation that we want from God. Because we choose God to worship for our liberation, therefore, I strongly believe that I must talk about the success of us through this intimate relationship with God this morning. And to talk about my topic, people who are living with God. I would like to talk about two things on this topic. First, the first one is, a successful life came through the connection with God. Second, there is no hope for true liberation for the people who are not living with God. So for the first thing, a successful life came for those who connect themselves to God. Jesus says in Gospel of John to us, abide in me, and I in you. As the branches cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abide in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abide in me and I in him, he is that bear much fruit. For apart from me, you cannot do nothing. You can do nothing. Jesus clearly said that human beings need him. We need to depend on Jesus the Christ in order to obtain the meaningful and successful life. Jesus, the invitation of Jesus is very simple, that branches cannot bear fruits of success without the good vine. Some of us believe that human beings have a capacity to base a successful life without God, but for me, based on my political experience in Burma, I strongly claim that without God, it is impossible to obtain true peace, true justice, true integrity, true human identity, and true human right. I humbly express my admiration to those who are struggling for justice in Burma, not only for those who are active participating in the movement of the Karen M Group, who fighting against injustice in Burma, but also those who faithfully stand against injustice and unjust political administration structure for the sake of democracy. But I suspect that people in Burma actually need God. All leaders who are sacrificing for justice need the power of God. Without God, it is impossible to receive true liberation and true sense of democracy. On the other side, some of us, especially for the current Christian who do not have political knowledge or who do not possess a higher education, a good education to confront, to challenge the difficult situation, they have only one knowledge that they need to depend on God, they need to rely on God. We possess only that knowledge of God. We simply believe that God is our liberation. We believe that God showed us His way of liberation for us. Because we believe in God, and we did find the way of liberation through God, we received the opportunity that the United Nations Higher Commissioner of Refugees has planned to us to exile to United States, European countries, and Australia and other countries. We can bring that life. We have this story, and we can begin to live more comfortable life, and we can be same spot for the friends and family who are still living in Burma, who are still in suffering. It is not my personal claim. It is a common claim of all of the Koreans who are living in United States, Europe, and Australia. We are now living with you, and we are now worship together with you, in that we can take advantage from you, that we are now reminding you that successful life is for those who connect himself or herself to God. For the second point, I would like to talk is no hope for the true liberation for those who without God. John chapter 1 verse 3 says that through him all things were made, without him nothing was made that has been made. The Gospel of John begins with the meaning of Logos, the Word, and the Word is God. It is very clear that there is nothing without God. Most people trying to find a way of liberation, a way of justice, a way of peace and successful life through their human strength, through depending on their human capacity. But this morning, we are reminded that without God, nothing was made. I also would like to bring my context, my experience for this point. In Burma, tribal people, ethnic minority, and university students, and democracy activists, and including my current people, have been trying to get true justice, true liberty, true freedom, true democracy, only through their personal capacity. Although we have been trying to get these things for 60 years to 70 years, the situation is still hopeless for the people. So instead of receiving democracy, we receive a lot of more complex society in Burma. Therefore, I strongly believe that people need God. I believe that only a divine power can overcome the unjust and the hopeless situation. All things, including democracy, is made in God. I believe that. Therefore, there can be no true democracy without God for the people of Burma. I believe that no true peace can be attained without God. I believe there can be no true justice, no hope for integrity for human being without God. Because all things are made in God and all are connected in God. If we want to see a true transformation in Burma, we need to bring God's message to the people in Burma. If we want to see democracy in Burma, we must faithfully pray for the democracy of Burma. The current Christians who exile to the United States understand that they need to worship God. Therefore, we've formed several communities to worship together, to teach our children not to forget the God who liberated us from suffering situation. I also would like to extend my special appreciation to the American Baptist Churches for their hospitality and their invitation to us to worship with them, to allow us to use their facility and to use their property for our worship. We know that nothing and meaningless will happen without God. Our worship in here is true because we are trying to connect ourselves with God for our success in the United States. I also believe that our worship with you, and you will be a reminder of the fact that you always need God to get peaceful and successful life. There is no hope of liberation for those who are who are not living with God. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4 will tell us that Jesus overcame of temptation by responding the evil with those words that men shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that came from the mouth of God. Today, people are worrying with daily affair. Most people forget the word of God as their hope. We need the word of God to realize ourselves, to have a meaningful life, meaningful living in our society. We have learned the fact that we need God. We are reminded that we need Jesus because He is the true vine, in that we can depend on Him so that we can produce meaningful fruits for our society. Jesus also reminded that the Word of God is the most important thing that we need to receive for our life. It is the same meaning that living in the Word of God is living with God. People will live not by human strength, not by human power, not by daily bread, but by the power of God. A true successful life will be obtained when we choose to live with God. Therefore, the man with God will be the final winner to get successful life and to give true hope for society. This is the message that I want to talk about this morning. May God bless you all. Amen.